The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You have to be strong in today's world.
Strong.
Keep your focus stand up.
Stand up.
What you believe in, how to achieve all your dreams.
Hey.
Keep moving forward.
It's Back with Nahash Black is sponsored by the Ministry of Health, Cable Bahamas, Rev Christmas, ML Foods Limited, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, and Baja Retreatants.
To the Hit Back. I'm your host, Nahasha Black. It is a beautiful day here in the 242. I hope that you are doing well, taking care of yourself and living your best life today. It's, I like the weather. It's been sunny and now it's a little overcast. Perfect day just to really just get into the holiday and the festivities, the holiday mood and festivities. Again, knowing full well that it isn't that for everyone. So if when I say it and it ping, it hurts a little bit, know that that is not intentional. I hope everybody's doing well, though. We are getting closer and closer to the climax of the season. Without Junkanoo, I don't know what really, for others, Junkanoo is the climax of the season. And we always tend to have that to look forward to also at New Year's. So this is what makes these past 2 years difficult. Is that the our holiday season for us culminates at that New Year Junkanoo rush out, right? That is the end of all of our festivities until now January 10th. And really, that's not a festivity. That's just like a holiday just for the time you needed a break. But I think, it's going to be an interesting one this year. Again, we got a lot of gifts to give away. The 10 days of giveaways is really going well. Today, I was riding up and down. My good friend CA, got a shout out, CA Nuri, being a great partner. I would say in crime, but in these times, you don't say stuff like that because we got the spy bill. So I don't want nobody tapping my phone. I just throw that out there. But it's good to see everybody. I'm going to bring my good friend CA on because we got a lot of stuff to give away to do. Plus, have you guys been keeping up with the news? Anyway, I bring CA on. I hope you guys have been keeping up with the news. CA, welcome, buddy. How you doing?
I was checking to see if I was muted or not. Okay, good. I'm always good, Nahaja, and thanks very much for the invite, for inviting me back on your show. So I'm good. I'm celebrating.
Someone says, they said, Nahaja, love CA, but he got to be tired, man. Give CA a rest.
See? There you go. Give me a rest.
I don't know if that's a good thing. Like, are they trying to get rid of you?
But Christmas coming, so I expect good things.
I expect good things, too.
A hint to the
wife. Say again?
A hint to a wise is sufficient.
Oh, who you hinting at? I'm just trying to figure out.
I'm just saying, it's Christmas time, and I'm expecting good things.
I expect the same from you, too, my friend. I expect for you to get as many and everything that your heart desires, but in particular, that those things that you want, you double it for your wife and children. That's what I figure that's going to happen.
Oh, okay. Let's go with that. But I noticed that you have a hat on today. It's the second time you're wearing a hat.
Second time? You can't count. That's what, you know how many times I wear hats? I'm a hat killer. We need more hats.
Person. Oh, okay.
Oh, hat person. We got stuff to give away today, CA. We got tons of stuff to give away today. Today is the giveaway show. Plus, there's some things in the news that I thought was fascinating. The Carnival saga, which I really don't know if it's supposed to be a saga. But it is entertaining in its weird way, right? And I have to play, Solo Song, which now is another hit. Like, Solo is another hit. This Carnival song with the quarters is a hit. My babies loved it, and they danced to the quarter song with, Solo's hit. So that's that. But I think, the Carnival thing is, I don't know if it's supposed to be a saga. I don't know if it's just poorly mismanaged. But then there was something quite entertaining. And Kermit, my producer, let me know if he has that clip ready. But before we get to that, so Kermit, just let me know in the notes in the side chat if we have that clip ready. from earlier today, the news clip with Jasmine, it's Glass and Cup. Yeah, that's the name of the song, Glass and Cup. So we got special gifts we're giving out today, man. I can't even show the gift no more, you know. Oh, it's green. That's why I can't show the box. All right, so we got our mug, right? The Hit Back mug is ready to go. And so we have it boxed and it's fancy schmancy. Then we got gift certificates from Dunkin' Donuts. Why I can't? All right. Dunkin' Donuts. And then we've got Fidelity Food vouchers.
Nice.
Ready to
nice.
Roll, right? $100. So that's good. We got so shopping, super value, and discount distributor. Special thanks to Fidelity. Then we also have a restaurant, a dinner to give away by one of them, a more trendy restaurants downtown. You know, so I'm looking forward to it. Captain's Deck. We got a lot of stuff to give away today.
Captain Deck is now the hook. People are talking about it all over the place. That's the place to go, they say. I haven't reached
cigar,
it yet.
I haven't been there either. Cigar and hookah.
It's not a hooker.
No, it's a hookah. H-O-O-K-A-H.
Hookah.
I used a hookah. I used one before, you know.
You hookered?
I hookered. When I was off to school, we were doing, we do these cultural eats.
I'm seeing why behemoths don't like sending their children off to school.
You ain't lying.
But I did. All the way to Canada, and she started hooking.
No. But I did hook. I did hook, though.
Yeah,
It was a great hookah. But I was low budget though because it only had a like cinnamon in it. It was like supposed to be to cleanse your palate. And I was like, well, that ain't nothing. But thank God it was something, you know. I didn't, you know.
It was an experience.
It was odd though because
the deck is downtown. It's the now hot spot. I see they have a lot of live bands and entertainment. It's in the Pompey Square. So I'm excited that we got those tickets to give away. Yeah.
Someone say, said a low budget hooker.
There you go.
So Captain's Deck is really nice. They have a live band. When I was there, the energy was off the chain. Cleansing hookah. People having too much fun. Mm-hmm. The Captain's Lounge. Hookah and Cigar Lounge. Okay. Captain's Deck. Sorry. So we got a bunch of, you know, gift certificates and stuff. But before we get to the giveaways, right, I listened to the news this morning. And I won't lie to you. I had a good chuckle this morning.
I did laugh also.
I did laugh. And I wanted to share this laugh with y'all because a song came to mind right after. And I got to say, Maxine Seymour, the senator, she's gonna be a good politician, you know.
She is panning out to be a star already, yeah, and a subdued star. You know, them people who sneak about you and then back and say, "Where'd she come from?"
Yeah, like you didn't see me coming. I like it. I like her style. She's gonna be a really good politician. She ran in Seabreeze. Unfortunately, of course, we know that she did not win that seat. Leslie Bryce did do the damage there. But she is now in the Senate. And interesting. Okay, so not for me. I don't mind if folks call and tell me if it's a thing or not a thing. I'm trying to figure out, is this carnival thing a thing or not a thing? Because a part of me feels like they were making it a thing, but it is a thing. But how big of a thing is it that we're making it? I'm very confused by all of this. I don't know how I'm nonpulsed, right? But anyway. Now it's more entertaining as we go along. It's getting more entertaining. We have the audio from the clip from the news this morning. Kermit, play that for us, please.
Free National Movement Senator Maxine Seymour was the latest member of the opposition to add her voice to the mounting controversy surrounding the Christmas carnival. While speaking in the Senate, Seymour tabled a letter from the Ministry of Finance that showed permission was granted to the Progressive Liberal Party to import the equipment for the event.
It's all rather confusing how this thing goes, Madam President.
The letter, which was signed by Whitney Kenney for the financial secretary, was undated and addressed to PLP Secretary General Barbara Cartwright. It stated, "Reference is made to your correspondence dated October 28, 2021, in connection to the subject matter as captioned. I am directed to advise that approval is granted to the Progressive Liberal Party for the temporary importation of equipment, apparatus, trailers, and supplies for the Carnival Extravaganza of 2021. It stated approval was granted under the provisions of Section 186 of the Customs Management Act and Regulations 86I and 94-2B, and the bond requirement for customs was waived. It also stated that the Comptroller of Customs was advised by a copy of the letter. Seymour tabled the letter after being prodded by PLP Senator Darren Pickstock.
The Honorable Senator, the same again, to suggest that there was some sort of approval. But I would just say, and just as a general note, that if these statements are being made, that they should be supported. And so if there is no support for that statement, I would just ask the Honorable Senator to retract that statement and come back to this Honorable House with some sort of approval proof that she is alluding to.
Madam President, I have a letter here that's sent to Ms. Cartwright, Barbara Cartwright of the Progressive Liberal Party, the Secretary General, and it's sent from the Ministry of Finance. And it's a temporary import, Carnival Extravaganza 2021-2022.
The carnival, which is typically an annual event, has been the subject of much controversy with questions over whether it would be allowed to take place amid the COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay.
Despite reports from the Ministry of Health that the event had not yet been given approval to operate.
We can cut it. Now, I wanted y'all to hear how man said, the other senator from the other side, Senator Pickstock, I think it is, called out good Senator Maxine Seymour and asked her to stop it if you ain't got no receipts. We just don't do it. And then, boof, she come out and say, blood out. There was a song, Cecil. As soon as I saw Maxine Seymour say, I reclaim my time, I heard this song in the spirit.
To me, no. You don't know that you'll be come home early. Cool. And when you try to do for this glacially, cool. I true me a woman take advantage of me. Cool. You want me neighbor, them to laugh off of me. Cool. You better move out and act properly. Sometimes a man begin, coof again, coof again, coof. Sometimes a man begin, coof again, coof again. Sometimes a man begin, coof again, coof again, coof. Sometimes a man begin, coof again, coof again.
Yeah, that was the sound that came to mind.
The Honorable Senator Pickstock got coofed. Clearly, he does not listen to Guardian Radio because he would have heard Juan read that. Clearly, he is not a Facebooker because he would have seen it circulating on social media for days. But he went right there and said, I dare you. I dare you because I know you don't have it.
I dare you.
You don't have it. You won't get no letter. I said, oh, take that. You're buff. Oh, boy.
He deserved that one, though. How are you going to walk into that? How do you walk into that? How do you walk into that?
Come home early. Cool. And when you try to do for this glacially, cool. I threw me a woman take advantage of me. Cool. You want me neighbor, them to laugh off of me. Cool. You better move out and act properly. Sometimes my man begin, cough again, cough again, cough. Sometimes my...
Sometimes a man forget coof. And he coofed and he ain't do that no more. When Mr. Seymour come back and bait him again, he can wait. He can say, I wonder if this woman have any more letters in her back pocket. I can let someone else speak. You know?
Listen, that was funny. I said, Lord, Pickstock, walk right into that one. How you walk into that one? And Maxie ain't come with the receipts in the Senate. That's the only song that came to mind. The song. Tell me that was song wasn't apropos.
It was appropriate. It was appropriate. What he can do is hold his hand and say, okay, I ain't gonna ask that no more. Get buff.
Don't Donna said, y'all shake off my cousin, please. Donna boy, Donna. It was, he walked right into that one.
Don't he walk into that? He ain't do that no more, though. He ain't gonna challenge Maxine no more. We can leave her alone.
Maxine came with the receipts. Lord, that brought up that one song. Y'all gotta know, eyes go deep in the deep. You get into it. Now, mind you, the story, I don't know. And that's why I don't have a problem with people telling me if it's a story or not a story. Right? Truth, I don't know. Is it a story?
The truth, Nahaja, is that I think they overanalyze it. You know, when you overthink something, this was easily rectified. It was easily rectified. And I think that they call their press secretary to come to be the great defender. And I think that the press secretary overemphasized and demonized the holiday carnival and forget that these are investors who've been coming to the Bahamas for a while and that we should have made every effort since they're already here. Mm-hmm. Say, okay, let me see what we are going to do since you already unload and you say you're going to open up by tomorrow. Let me see what all the things that is necessary and needed for you to open up. We can help you out since you're done here. But when the press secretary spoke, man, I thought we was going through a plague. I said, okay, that can't open. that carnival cannot open, you know?
Clint slammed the door and took the house. Clint slammed the door and moved the house.
Closed the door on them. Said the kids are at risk. If you open that up, the Bahamian children and the youth of the future, the little darlings, they can never survive. And I said, oh, yeah. Close that carnival down. I think he overstressed it. No,
he finished it off. Now, mind you, of course, you gather that the press secretary got his diary. Listen, this is what the deal is. Like, this is done. Now, where it's interesting, of course, I don't know if you guys heard the more recent statement from Darvill, the Minister of Health. The more recent statement is that they are going to allow the carnival owners and operators to reapply. So this is what we saw. Like, so this is where the confusion comes, you know. Can somebody just give the straight story, like the straight story? Because I don't see it as a controversy. Just, okay, somebody brought the carnival in.
Yes, right? the money program for the party.
Bang, they brought it in. At this point, I ain't gonna lie to you, the carnival been coming every year. I could care less then who brought it in. And I could care less now who brings it in. Do I? Maybe knowing it is a party, it does maybe change it just a smidgen.
It's a business.
But money got to make.
I'm cool with money got to make.
Money got to make. So, I mean, it don't change me none. Someone says, seems like envelopes got delivered. I told you all this week they're going to be.
All kind of conspiracy theories. But my point is, it's a party thing. And the minister, who's a part of the party, did not know. You know, no one sends a memo. Say, hey, this our event. Shh. This our stakeout. This our stakeout. You know, make it happen.
But the minister has been in the government before. How does he not know this? But and I go back to this. What is important to me that I saw was that we had the chutzpah enough to say it won't work. I don't know. And maybe the minister didn't know. I don't know. Maybe he didn't know. I don't. And that's the point. I don't know what the hell is going on. But maybe they didn't know. And then the carnival was here and they panicked because there was all of this hoopla. How can the carnival be here and John Canoe not be here? Just for the record, Cecil, we had an entire carnival concert with hundreds of people outdoors. So I still couldn't understand why carnival couldn't happen. But I guess the argument is that they're younger children who aren't able to be vaccinated. And maybe that's the story, that they are younger children who aren't able to be vaccinated. So this makes this a little bit more susceptible. But again, we can manage this. I never thought it wasn't something that we could manage. But then to move it from, it just seemed like they panicked. And the response was, you know, reactionary to criticism. And that they was just lost. It's just very confusing to me. But is it as big as a controversy as we're making it? I really don't care, man. I just want, I just like carnival. I ain't gonna lie to you. Yeah, so I'm biased.
I like seeing the lights. It added another dimension to passing Awaki. It would have been good to hear the screams and joys of children whilst you drive past. But and soon, any minute now, I expect by next week, there's going to have some approval happening, right? So that's good.
Yeah, man. I let carnival be carnival, and I don't understand why it's such a big deal. Like,
and if you're afraid of COVID, don't go.
That's it. If you don't want to go, don't go. But it's outdoors. It's outdoors. You know, I'm trying to figure out, we're letting other things happen that are indoors. People are dining indoors, you know, and can we just say, calm down a smidgen, let the thing outside happen, and, you know, whatever this confusion is, let it be done away with. But I just thought that the fact that we're still talking about it in the Senate when we got real problems in the House, it is what it is. It is what it is.
But we learned a lot. We learned that it's $500,000 just to get here. So I already can imagine how much money this make, right?
Then we learned $500,000 to get here.
Just to get here. Just to get here. Right?
Yeah.
And then we learned that they need work permits. I didn't know that the carnival workers. I saw the foreign people to know. You know, I see the American accent. You know, but I didn't realize that it's as real work. You need to have work permits. And I didn't know you need all kind of approvals to get to the place. So that was entertaining.
I think we learned a lot about it, but I don't know if I necessarily you know, think it's a lot that I needed to know. Like, I really, but since they want me to know all of this stuff, fine. I won't lie. Like I said, I'm biased.
Do they pay NIB really since they're working?
Say again?
Do they pay NIB?
See, now that's a real question.
Me? See? All
that's
of these.
Question.
That the delay costs all of this.
Listen, I don't know, $500,000 to get here? Boy, they must be making some serious cheddar. Got it, made us. And this is a, hold on, and this is a party sponsored event where they raise funds. So then, will F&M's not go? I'm trying to figure out what's going to happen.
There you go. There you go.
That's a good question. I would like to know, do we, now what happens? Apparently people knew, and we didn't know. Will DNA's not go? Boy, I still got it. I got it at the carnival. Someone says, we is the conks. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's the 10 days of giveaway. Day number 2. We got a bunch of gifts to give away. We will be back after this.
In a horrible car accident. Prudential Loss Adjusters managed his claim and got him the settlement he deserved. Sierra's roof received hurricane damage. Thanks to Prudential, she and her kids are happy with their claim settlement. Tammy fractured her ankle in a slip and fall. Prudential saved her time, money, and peace of mind. Prudential Loss Adjusters are here for you whenever a tragedy strikes. Call 322-4026 now.
Don't wait for disaster to strike. This hurricane season, be ready. Protect your home with an affordable and comprehensive home insurance policy from Shield Insurance. You can't control what nature blows your way, but with Shield Insurance, you can rest easy as you ride out the storm. Protect your largest and most valuable investment. Don't take a chance. Put your home in our hands.
Shield Insurance agents and brokers in Nassau. Call 356-7202 or Freeport 352-5945.
Helping out each other, family and everybody. It's a simple act of kindness with you, me, and RBC.
RBC wants to spread acts of kindness during this festive season. One simple act of kindness for our friends, co-workers, and communities can cause the brightest smile. Help a stranger, give a food basket, or call an elderly person. Share your stories at facebook.com/RBC Caribbean.
Acts of kindness, RBC.
The hit back with Nahaja Black. Someone says, man, Mistress Black, I weak. You and Cecil are killing me. That is the perfect song. Mr. Seymour, respect you. He walked into that eyes wide closed. Yeah, Maxine did teach him one. Say, sometimes I'm about to forget. He got coof. That was a coof. He get doing. Yeah, he did get doing. All right, CA, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Was moved from the Sports Center grounds, and who owns that site now? Because only Island Hug. So, Ken, Miss Black, can you and CA please tell me why the carnival was moved from the Sports Center grounds? and who owns that site now, because only Island Luck holds events there. I don't know. I don't know who moved it. How long ago was that? It's been a long time now, eh? How long ago has it been moved?
At least 5 years, 5-6 years. It's been a while. They've been to the by the fort there for a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's better on my shoes, I ain't gonna lie. It is better on my shoes, the grounds there. But how about parking? I don't know. Do you like that spot better?
I get to go to the fish fry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Anne Marie. All right. Someone says that. Yeah, they'd outgrown the space. I think so, too. I don't think it was that, you know, I don't know. For me, I love that space. I didn't like it at first when they moved, but I like it now. I can live with it. All right. We got stuff to give away, Cecil. We got stuff to give away.
Yes.
So let us begin. I want everybody to get familiar with the numbers. Get your trigger fingers ready. Hit the redial button. 323-6232. 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 323-6232, 325-4316 or 325-4259. Okay, I feel like we should get out of the gate, CA, with something good, something strong.
One of your mugs?
All right.
No.
Yeah, one of my mugs is pretty strong, but I wasn't.
I mean, people been asking for your mug for a while. I don't know what's so special about having an Ahasha Black mug. But
people, it's a limited edition.
Oh,
it's a limited edition mug, right? A limited edition mug.
But stuff.
Oh yeah, I got it stuffed. I got it stuffed. You can't just get a hit back mug and it don't have stuff in the mug. It just like, I mean, really?
It's
an exclusive. Only 10 that we did, because I didn't really want it to be like a hold. It's because I'm giving them away. It's not like it's for sale or whatnot. So we have our hit back mug exclusive for this holiday season, seen nowhere else. You will be one of 10 people, one of nine people, because one broke. Sorry. So one of 9 people who will have an exclusive mug. If you're ready to go, I got some questions for you. So this is what we're going to do, Cecil. We got rapid fire questions.
Okay.
You have to. Okay. You ready? You ready with this idea now?
Yes,
so what we're doing now is you've got to answer 4 questions right in a row. They're 4 Christmas questions. 4 feels fair to me, right, CA? What do you think?
No, I like 4. Think 4 is,
4 is I
nice.
Like 4. I feel 4 like 4 is fair.
Or 4 easy questions.
4 easy questions. These are all Christmas-related questions and story questions. And I want you on the line once you are ready to go. Kermit, let me know if they're ready. We got callers on the line. The numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. Coming out the gate is one of the exclusive hit back mugs filled with stuff. Okay, you ready? Let's go. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome. All right, let's try the next caller. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon.
How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, boy, I on.
Why, sorry, I do this voice.
you probably do. All right. All right, my friend. All you got to do is answer 4 questions right in a row. And no pressure.
Here we go.
You got this. This is easy. You ready?
Ready.
All right. What are the 2 most popular Christmas names for Santa Claus?
Is it multiple choice?
No.
Santa Claus and St. Nicholas.
You know, other than Santa Claus, you got St. Nick.
Santa.
No.
Father Christmas. Oh,
you were so close. You had at least one. You had one. I got to go to the next one. I know who this is. This is Toby. Toby! Yeah,
shout out to your sis and CA. All the best. Have a lovely afternoon.
Call back, Toby. You need to win something.
Call back, Toby.
Man.
Call back.
All right.
Toby, you need to win something, man.
I know. I'm winning.
Thanks, buddy. All right. We got a next call on the line. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. You on the air. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this. All right. Name. What are the 2 other most popular names for Santa Claus?
St. Nicholas, Chris Kringle.
Bang. Ding, 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 ding. How many guests showed up in A Christmas Carol, the movie, the play, This Is With Scrooge? How many ghosts, sorry, show up in A Christmas Carol? That's a Scrooge movie.
Three?
No, so
four. We move on to the next person. Call back.
Call back. All right, we got another call on the line. Don't forget the numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. Carly, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Let's do this. How many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol?
I think it's four.
Four is right.
Okay.
The movie, let's do this. Yeah. The movie Miracle on 34th Street is based on a real life department store. What is that department store?
Macy's.
Bang-a-lang. All right. Elvis isn't going to have a white Christmas. He's going to have a
blue Christmas.
That's three. My girl on a roll. What do people traditionally put on top of a Christmas tree?
A star.
I'll give you that one because, yeah, I like that one. You won it, baby.
I won.
Good stuff. And you know what? I'm feeling jolly, so I'm going to put in an extra $10. Dunkin' Donuts gift certificate in there for you.
I feel like I win $1 million now,
I got you covered. Listen, don't hang up. My producer is going to get your name, email address, phone number. Actually, I don't really need your email address because when you stop to the station tomorrow, it'll be there waiting for you. Just give me your name and phone number.
Perfect. So we can make sure you can hang up.
No problem. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
All right. Congrats. Look at that. All right. That's one winner.
I enjoyed that, actually.
I did.
But what do you normally put on top of a Christmas tree? An angel?
An angel. Is it an angel or a star? I think both. We do both, right?
I remember when I was younger, I put an angel. We had an angel dollish. Always bright skin angel, though. Never a dark angel.
Yeah. Dark angel. All right. Someone says, Nahaja, four correct answers are a bit much. No, it's not.
These are easy questions.
These are like butter questions. Okay, let's try these questions. Don't forget, call in now. We're giving away some great gifts. You mean a devil CA. Only three ghosts. No, it was four ghosts because you had the fellow who died, his partner who died. Then you had the ghosts of past, present, and future. So it's four ghosts.
Yes. Ebenezer Scrooge.
All right. What we got else? We got next to give away. I want to give away one of these $100 shopping vouchers, Cecil. And I want to say a special thanks to Fidelity.
Nice. Thank you very much, Fidelity
Bank. I bank with Fidelity. Gao and Bo, of course, has been a guest.
$100. Wow.
Amanda said, and in a time like this, I know some folks could really use this. So I want to let this be a gift to someone. All right. So are we ready to do this? Don't forget the call-in lines are 323-6232, 325-4316.
And what I see now, Nahaja, you need to call while you're talking so you can be ready and queued up. You know? You don't wait. You just call now and be on hold.
Yeah. Someone said, Paula, say, answer the phone, though. The line's busy. All right. You're all ready. Okay. Let's see what we got. We got $100 gift certificate to Super Value. Spend it on what you want. Paula, you're on the line. Welcome.
Where?
Listen, it's a pleasure to have you. You only got to answer four questions in a row. Four questions right in a row. You ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Let's do this. All right. What did the other reindeer not let Rudolph do because of his shiny red nose?
Play with them.
Oh, Well, that was not bad. Look at you go. How many? Okay, that's it. Well, this one was too easy.
That one was too easy.
I can give you this easy one just for fun then. Where was baby Jesus born?
In a manger.
Man, listen, you were so close. You were so close. You should have gone with the first instinct. You should have said the first thing. Cecil laughing at you. Why is Cecil laughing at you? I love you, but you got, Lord, call again. Call again. You were so close. Why you mute yourself? Why you mute yourself, Cecil? All right. We got another caller. Caller, you ready? Let's go. You ready? You got four straight answers. You ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Let's do this. What gift did the little drummer boy give to the newborn Christ?
Wow. I guess he played the drum.
He played the drum. Oh, that was good. Did you say wow? I like that was good. All right, you got that one. You got that one because we was laughing. Good stuff. He played the drum. All right. You ready for this next one?
Yes.
What is the best selling? This one. What is the best selling Christmas song ever?
Wow. White Christmas? White Christmas? No.
White Christmas by Bing Crosby. I feel like y'all Googling. Y'all Googling. I giving y'all too much time. I gotta hurry up. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Who wrote Christmas Does Come From a Store? Maybe Christmas. Okay, I ain't gonna do that to you. Santa's reindeers. I ain't gonna do that to you. That one, I can do it. Three of Santa's reindeer's names begin with the letter D. What are those names? You got five seconds.
D, you say?
Yeah, D as in dog.
Donna. Dasha.
Three, two, one.
Donna. Donna? Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord, you did good. You did good. You
call
did
back.
Good. Call you got to call back. You got to call back. You got to call back. All right. You ready? Let's try this. We got to go to break soon. We got
to
keep.
In the meantime, I'm singing Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer to get this that answer.
Larika said, y'all wouldn't have me for no big joke. Come on now. Y'all supposed to like that. That's a big joke. So Michael said, let people take their time. And answer, we ain't playing for $1 million. You see these people? Say, boy, read the comments. All right, let's go. Caller, you're on the line. You got this. You ready to go? Four straight questions, $100 at super value.
Real money. This is $100, yes.
Yes. Special thanks to Fidelity. Caller, you ready? Caller, you there? Uh-oh, we lost the caller. All right, let's get those numbers back up here. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Those are the numbers, 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. Listen, all you got to do is answer four questions in a row. This is an easy one, eh? $100? I feel like that's easy work. What'd you say, Cecil?
Yeah, that's not even $100 an hour. That's $100 and 30 seconds, 40 seconds. Nah, like, yeah. That's real money.
I feel like this is real money. Someone says 323-6232. Yes. Dana, you calling? Call Dana. Let's go. Who we got on the line?
Hello.
Who we got on the line? Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hello. Yes.
All right, I feel you're lucky. I feel you are the winner. Let's do this. You ready to go?
Yes.
All right, let's go. All right. And what was Frosty the Snowman's nose made out of? Take your time. What was Frosty the Snowman's nose made out of?
Snowman.
A button.
A button. All right, all right, all right. Boy, I thought this was an X. All right. In a K. Okay. No, that one. Ooh, that one's a little tough. What popular Christmas song was actually written for Thanksgiving? That's a tough one.
For Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Oh, gee. Merry Christmas to you.
I like your spirit, though. I would have tried that one, too. Call back again. We got a lot of stuff to give away. We got a lot of stuff to give away. Don't quit. We got a lot of stuff to give away. All right. Thank you so much. All right, let's try it again. That one is going to be interesting. We got another call on the line. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air. You there?
Hello.
Hi, welcome. How you doing?
I'm good.
All right, are you ready to go? I got a good question for you. You only need to get, because of time, let's go. You only got 4 easy questions. I got you. You ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Let's go. Okay. All right. What? I just had that one. Oh, what popular Christmas song was actually written for Thanksgiving?
Jingle Bells.
Oh, look at you go. Correct. What was the first company that used Santa Claus in advertising?
Coca-Cola?
In the Christmas song, who did the narrator see Santa Claus with under the mistletoe? In the Christmas
Mommy?
Song, say again.
Mommy?
Yes. All right. All right. This is the last one. We're almost there. Okay. What are Christmas trees also called? That's a big one.
Modern. It's modern tannin. Tannenbaum, I think that's how you say it.
Oh, Lord. Oh, you was right there.
But mind you, that question hard, though, Nahaja.
Right.
Few people
there.
Use that term anymore. So I'm not sure. I would say, boy.
I feel at you because I think and I'm feeling in my spirit. You know, he was right there, Cecil. We should give him one more question. One more question.
Yeah, one more question.
One more question. I can give you this one. You there, caller?
Yeah.
All right, we give you one more. Only because Cecil said that one was a little tough. That was a little tough. All right. All right, let's see what I can find for you. Who was the bad guy Rudolph tried to avoid? Now this one you gotta do quick.
Aeon
the who? 2, 1. You. Man, you're so close. Thank you, buddy. You were so
close. I was rooting for him, actually. I was rooting for him. That was in the heart.
Someone said I made a Grinch. I should just give it to him. Should I just give it to him?
No.
He needed four.
He's close. Yeah, I'm going back after the break.
TSA, give him $75 out of it. I don't think it could work that way. I don't think it works that way. All right. Carla, thank you so much. I got to give this away. Listen, guys, all you need is 4 straight answers. 4. Omar says yes. Kalisa says yes. Boy, that was a tough one. That one hurt my heart. Cecil, he was close. He was the closest out of all of them.
You can call back.
You're the Grinch. They call me the Grinch. You're the Grinch. He says, hope his minutes last. You're all wrong, eh? All right. You know what? We're coming back. I got all kind of things I need to give people. I got all kind of stuff. We're going to do this, and we're going to give away all of these things today. In the second hour, we got to do these things quick. We got to give away all of these things, and I can't be holding on to these for forever. say y'all cool. Giving a cool. All right, we'll be back. We'll be back after this. If the call is still on the line, I want the fellow who called the call back just now, who got the three. I'll live with that. I can live with three. I'm not going to give him this one, but I'll listen to my audience and they say, don't be a Grinch. So I'll give him something, Cecil. Cecil, you rough, man. You rough. You ain't say it. I'll be back. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black Guardian Radio. We'll be back after this.
All black up yesterday.
But she says she bumped into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business, then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Okay, we got more stuff to give away. We're still trying to give away this $100 gift certificate at Super Value for Super Value. And we want to give that away as well. This is the 10 days of giveaways. We've got that to give away. We've got quite a bit of these Dunkin' Donuts vouchers we want to give away. We still have the mugs to give away. And I feel like that I'm forgetting something already. The two Dunkin' Donuts vouchers, two Hit Back mugs. Ah! And the Captain's Deck Dinner for Two. How could I forget Captain's Deck Dinner for Two? All right. Kermie, folks said that they're calling and they can't get through. Kermie, just let them know that this is, this, you know, we only got three lines, so we're going to make sure to try and get to you as best as we can. All right. Cecil, are you ready? You ready? People are calling you the Grinch, buddy.
Yeah. It's the Baron, I think. But no, man, it's only four easy questions. All you got to do is you need to keep the questions simple, not these tough questions that nobody knows, you know? So keep the questions simple.
You ready? Let's see how this goes. Oh, well, yeah. I just like Cecil's daughter just came on there. It was fabulous. I just love it. All right, are we ready to go? You're listening to the Hit Back. Caller, welcome. You're on the air.
Hello, good afternoon.
How are you? I feel like you're ready to win. I feel like now this is it. This is it. You are here to win this gift certificate. You ready?
I'm ready.
I knew you would be. All right. Mm-mm. Which type of tree was the partridge sitting in according to a well-known Christmas song?
I think it was a partridge in a pear tree. I think it was a pear tree.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. All right. All right. What beverage is known as milk punch? It's a Christmas beverage.
I think it's eggnog.
Good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. What type of craft house is popular to make and eat for Christmas?
What kind of?
Craft house.
Oh, I think it's gingerbread.
Yes. Hold on, man. She on a roll. One more to go. All right. You ready? You ready?
I'm ready.
How do you say Merry Christmas in Spanish?
Oh, Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Oh, congratulations, my love.
Thank whoop, you.
Snap and crackle. Sister came in and just blew. You know, I got to watch you. I got to see if you're underground. You're looking at my phone. I got to tell you.
No, I'm not. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed.
Congratulations.
Thank
what's your
you.
First name? Let me get what's your name?
Glenda Johnson.
Glenda?
Johnson.
You know, I only know good Glendas, you know. I only know like great Glendas. I'm glad you.
Okay.
Yeah. And you would be the second Glenda I've met. So really, I'm batting 100.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Glenda, tomorrow. So what I want you to do, don't hang up.
Okay.
My producer will get your number. I'm writing your name. You'll get the correct spelling. I want to get the correct spelling and everything. And then I'm going to leave this at the studio for you to collect tomorrow afternoon. So after 12 o'clock, you can get this right there at the studio. Congratulations, Glenda.
Thank you
just
you
won
so
$100
much.
Gift certificate at Super Value.
Oh, wow. Okay, thank you.
Man, you didn't even know what you won. You just was here to win.
Awesome.
Congratulations, love. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, Glenda just won herself, Cecil, a $100 gift certificate.
I'm happy for her. I could do well with a $100 gift certificate from Super Value.
My whole screen gone green. Sponsored by Fidelity. 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 Someone says, two bags of grocery. Congratulations. Arlene says, congratulations. Michael says, congratulations. Devon says, congratulations. Okay, so Glenda won $100. Okay. I'm feeling good about this now, Cecil. We got one more mug to give away for today, right? Let's do this. You ready to give it away? Now, I want to do something a little different, just a smidgen different. I want, because I think that, you know, one of the favorite, my favorite things about the holidays are the songs, Cecil. And I feel like this should be one of the, this mug, since it's a Hit Back mug, it's compliments of the show, right? That we should get a sense of how the people, you know the Hit Back, right?
Okay.
So I would like for the next caller to see how good they are at singing the first, the only verse of the theme song.
You mean the chorus?
Nope, nope, nope. The only verse.
Nobody listens to your verse. You mean the chorus.
That's how you know if you're a fan. If you're a fan, if you're a fan, you will know the words.
What would if they able to hum it? Because I know Splendor.
No, you can't hum.
I know something with Splendor. Drinking Splendor.
What? Splendor?
Splendor. No. Like something about Splendor. No? Okay, I go quiet.
Drinking Splendor. Really? Like who? Like what? I thought we was in this together. Yeah? You know? I swear. Okay. So, if you're a fan of the show, the best rendition of the song, because you got to know, you got to start. You know, Kermie, play the theme song for us for the show, please. And then the next caller comes on. Let's see if you can sing that song. This mug is yours. Got to be big fans, big fans.
In the days, bro, something with Splendor.
What? I know, right? You say, make Cecil sing it since he's be on the show the most. Y'all could tell he ain't know nothing. All right. You ready, Kermie? Play the theme song for me.
And let's see if we can get some folks on the line. 323-6232-325-4316.
Stand up. What you believe in, how to achieve all your dreams. Keep moving forward. Never accept less than who you are. Live your best life. Be strong and free. It's the Hit Back with Nahasha Black.
So, everybody knows the chorus. Everybody knows the chorus. Children singing the chorus. And I'm going to give something to the kids, them, because they could sing the chorus. Which child sings the chorus the best? But that ain't this one. I want someone who can call, give me your best version, your best rendition of the intro, the one verse of the song. Do we have any callers on the line? 323-6232-325-4316 or 325-4259. We are giving away a lot of gift certificates from Dunkin' Donuts. Get your benefits on. Caller, you're on the line. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Oh, man, listen. I'm well. I can't wait to have you win something today because, you know, we're giving away all kinds of things today. So you know what the challenge is now, right? Can you sing the first verse of the song, of the Hit Back theme song? I know you wish I was asking you just to simply answer some questions, but no. You ready?
I hope so.
All right. You ready to sing it? You can start in anytime you want. 3, 2, 1.
I don't get any music.
Oh, you want music? You want music? Oh, no, I wasn't prepared for music. No, sorry. I thought you were going to do it a cappella. Oh, sorry about that.
Say verse, not chorus? Verse, not chorus. You sure?
Verse, not chorus. Verse, not chorus. You got this. I can feel this. You.
Oh, this is a setup. I can feel it.
You got this. You ready?
No, not at all.
All right. Sound like you got anxiety now, man. You got anxiety. You have.
I was ready for the verse. Right, I was ready for the chorus, not the verse.
See, everybody knows the chorus. I'm trying to see how many people got the verse. Someone said busting music. All right. I give it okay. Just so you get.
I was still like to hear the chorus, though. I was like to hear his voice. I mean, if he could sing that chorus, I say give him a Dunkin' Donuts so he could get his coconut donut. Because, you know, Dunkin' Donuts, the best coconut donut.
The only thing you like is coconut donut.
But I get all coconut. Coconut donut.
All right. Don't hang up. Okay. So now I need you to fake your best opening credit. Kermit, play that song one more time so my friend could catch it. Because we're going to get him to try this right now. Kermit, play the song one more time. Kermit?
Strong in today's world.
Strong.
Keep your focus, stand up.
Stand up.
What you believe in, how to achieve all your dreams.
Hey.
All right. You ready? Call, you ready now. This is it. In 5, 4, 3, 2, Busta Rhymes.
If you stay focused, you can accomplish all your dreams. If you stay focused, if you believe, it's the Hit Back. With your heart,
hey.
Black.
Hey.
It's the Hit Back. With your heart, you're black. Hey. It's the Hit Back. With your heart, you're black. The one and only. It's the Hit Back. Hey, with your heart, you're black. All right.
Did you say you don't really know me?
That's a winner. That's a winner. Well,
thank you. Yeah, thank you. Winner. Winner. Thank you. I appreciate that.
That is a winner.
Thank you.
I, you are a winner. You are a winner, my friend. I like the part where he says, "You don't really know me." Listen, for that high note, my friend, I give you $2 $10 gift certificates for Dunkin' Donuts. For that high
note. That's what I'm talking about. My boys are great.
Buy two boxes now. That's a dozen plus.
You can definitely do it. All right. Thank you. So, okay, what's your first name, my friend?
Dana knows.
Oh, Dana!
I know Dana. Dana.
He suffers long because he's a Dolphin fan. He definitely needs two of these.
Dana need to leave his name with the producer. Make sure he gets his ticket.
Dana, you won't get your ticket, my boy. Man, listen, just leave your stuff with the producer, but I know you. You're good people, so don't watch nothing. Okay, congratulations, Dana. Thanks, buddy. Dana say, you don't really know me. What is
But he has a good voice. He can sing in church. Dana can sing in church. I mean, don't sing loud. He shouldn't sing loud in church, but he can sing.
Yeah, no, he ain't singing loud in church, but geez, that was... My favorite line was, you don't really know. That was my line. That was it for the day. I think we can shut it all down.
And high pitched. How did he go so high? High pitched.
He went up like a gangster, right? Ali says, congratulations to Dana. That was really good. Okay. So Dana won 2 tickets. Okay. Congratulations to Dana. All right. That was, I mean, nobody knows the verse of the song, though. Like, I mean, really. Like, really don't know the verse of the song. I kind of heard.
You just need to play the chorus. The chorus is the hook. You have a... Your theme song has a good chorus. Let's say that.
It's the hook. All right. It's called... Someone says, it's called falsetto. It is called the falsetto. Yeah. All right. So we got more stuff to give away. You're listening to The Hit Bag with Nahaja Black. 10 days of giveaways. We have more stuff to give away today. We got to take a quick break. It's a time for our quick break before we move on to the next segment. But we got the captain's deck dinner for two. And we still got more stuff to give away. We have framed eyewear and accessories. We got that to give away. A free frame and case. And if you're someone like me who wears glasses, you'll love this thing. Because this company is amazing. You're listening to The Hit Bag with Nahaja Black. We'll be back right after this.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is safe and effective. Just one jab for now offers you protection against the serious risks of COVID-19. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine reduces the likelihood of serious illness, hospitalization, and death from COVID-19. Get vaccinated and help reduce the spread of COVID-19. To be safe, continue to wash your hands, wear your face mask, practice physical distancing, and get vaccinated.
This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health and this radio station.
Food security is a challenge for many. Now in a pandemic, many more are unsure of their next meal. Through their Feed 5000 program and a $20,000 donation, AML is working to ensure that everyone has a meal for the holidays, and they're inviting you to help. Now until December 17th, visit any Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, or Domino's in Nassau or Freeport, and Exuma Markets in Georgetown to donate and help feed a family in need this Christmas. No amount is too small. Remember, we're all in this together.
At Fidelity, the holidays are all about family, spending time with loved ones, and being thankful for the little things in life. Worrying about bills should be the last thing on your mind, especially during the holidays. Let Fidelity help you get your bills under control. Fidelity can also get you started with a real savings plan that actually pays you interest. The only thing you need to think about is what you will do with the savings in your pocket this Christmas. Now that's what I'm talking about. Fidelity Bank is here for you this holiday season because you are family, and family is important to us.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
No other Junkin' group in the world that could perform such dynamic sounds with such melody and rhythm as you can hear from this world-renowned group who has taken Junkin' music to new and greater heights, no matter where they've come from. Everyone around the world, they're always waiting for the music of the Saxon superstars. This is our music.
Nahaja, all I want to sing is warriors, warriors.
Yeah, you
warriors.
Do.
Warriors. No, go.
Hey, hi.
But anyway, since this year, I need to say that. I guess I'll be quiet.
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody lost any sleep on that idea because that was a rough rendition.
It sounds good when you have that big jump drumming in the background. It drums it out.
Yeah, you know, it sound better. It sound better with drums.
Yes.
And loud forms of percussion.
And nobody can
get
it. You know? Yeah.
I know. Let me shout out Miss Black. Great show. Keep up the good work. The Browns and Carmichael Rudolph Bacardi. We love it. Woohoo! Hey, Browns. Oh, I got to say a special hello and Merry Christmas to... Before I get my names wrong. I got some peeps up in ZNS who love the show. Huh? I love my peeps.
ZNS people listening to the Guardian. Nice.
Listen, don't get nobody in trouble. It's in that season.
There you go.
It ain't that season.
I'm the Trumpsy one.
Yeah, I see. That's why I can't share. You too Trumpsy.
You should call their names. I bet you it's the ZNS radio. They all tuned in.
I can't hang up with you, you know.
That's why you
need to get saved. That's the problem. I just hanging up with someone who ain't saved.
All
that's
the radio stations tuned in between 4 to 6. They ain't listen to nothing else.
Somebody say, I on hold, let's go.
Okay, there you go. You're on hold.
Someone I can't tell said you actually sound good. Oh boy, I tell you, it's a time, eh? Hello to the Browns and welcome, Michael Road. Valley or nothing. I'm with you, Leslie. Let's do this. Valley or nothing. Shout out to all of my people there over at ZNS. Special hello to Takia out there. Hi, Takia. What you saying? All right. Let's go. We got stuff to give away. I want to give this away today. We got a $100 again from Fidelity. Can I say again?
Another one. Yes, another one.
Fidelity has been a great, great sponsor that has been, just really great to the show and came through for us today through this giveaway. And so we have Discount Distributors, $100 gift certificate at Discount Distributors. And I shop at Discount Distributors.
Yes, I remember during the COVID, you used to order, go online. But I go get that meat package there, so... I could do well with that if you want to slip that. Don't put that as a gift item. If you want to, that is.
Listen.
I saw the price for turkey. Turkey started at $48. I just said. Yeah. I could do wonders with that gift certificate.
And you know what? I got to deal with this. Someone says there are listeners in Grand Bahama, but we cannot play the giveaway for Christmas from the mayor of Grand Bahama. That's something I've heard A lot of people say that in Grand Bahama, we got a large audience there. So I've got to work out something for my Family Island listeners so that they can win something as well. But look here, all you got to do is pick up your stuff from, get someone who in Nassau, let them pick up your stuff from the station, put it on the boat. No, we don't put stuff on the boat no more.
Not for Grand Bahama. Maybe for Ackles, maybe, but not for Grand Bahama. You need to put on the plane.
Put on the plane. So yeah, that would be it, right? Okay, so we got $100 gift discount distributors gift certificate. All right, Cecil, we got the four questions again. Four questions. You think folks can handle four straight questions?
Yes, folks can handle four. You know how it is to get $400 to go to discount distributors? You know what you could do with that? You ever see the shrimp bag? The shrimp bag? Of course.
Listen, I get my meat package straight from there, boy. And my shrimp bag, my fridge empty. I could use this. Saying discount distributors is it. Someone said they barely heard me. They can't catch. I'm glad y'all enjoying the show. All right, let's do this. Cecil, you ready? Let's get the callers on the line. 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. You want to win a $100 discount distributors gift certificate. Go shopping. I shop there all the time. That's my spot. Man, I've given them a lot of promotion, and Fidelity is the one who do this.
Okay, just promote Fidelity and forget. Yeah.
Fidelity is the one. I got to figure out a discount one, do something to give away for Drew, because Fidelity is the one who hook us up with this. Just throw that out there. Special thanks again to Fidelity Bank, my bank of choice. Anyhow, let's go. Caller, you're on the line. Welcome to the Hit Back. How you doing?
I'm good.
All right. All right, man. I feel it. I feel a winner in our midst. Cecil, you feel it?
I feel it. I'm kind of excited now.
I feel it. I feel my brother is here to win it. My friend, are you ready to win this $100 gift certificate from Discount Distributors? All you have
I
to do.
I think so.
Yeah, I could feel it. Don't, man, you got this in you. All Just you have to
row.
Do.
Four in a row.
Four in a row.
Easy questions.
All right.
Okay.
Easy. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Okay.
All right. What fairy tale inspired gingerbread houses?
Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, Hansel and Gretel. Yeah. Hansel and Gretel. But I felt that was a whole Googleation right there. You Googled that straight out of the heavens. All right. I sense what's going on here. He gotta admit it. Okay. How many reindeer drove Santa's sleigh?
boy.
Come on now, you got this.
I must go eight.
No,
but listen, Nahasha, see, I had to interject. It all depends on how you ask that question, you know. It all depends because drove Santa Claus sleigh. It depends what song you ask. In the song, now mind you, the answer ain't right. But I mean, depending on the song, it's eight. So I would let that slide. I just want to.
Because
when you counting the original reindeers, there's eight, and then they add that. Okay, name this. What reindeer makes it nine?
Oh, Rudolph.
I guess I should say that part. But let him go.
Oh Lord, the show going off the rails. See, so what you tell him?
Forgive me for that. But let that one slide. Let that one slide, Maja.
Call, I tell you, you got an advocate today.
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Ready.
All right. Let's see. This one, boy. This one a little tough. And hold on. Where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind? That's an easy.
They went to
You got this.
I think they're going to New York or Paris. Can you go to Paris?
Well, be strong.
New York or Paris, one of them. I can't remember which one.
Well, actually, they went to both.
Different one.
They went
to Home Alone.
They did? He got it right.
They did it. Part one, yeah. They went to Paris. Part two, they went to New York. He watched both movies. I got to let that one slide, too. You good?
They went to both. I'm impressed.
Yeah. I could connect with this because the brother watched this is my favorite movie. One of my favorite Christmas movies of all time. Now, this is the question, my brother, which will determine if you are a winner.
Wow.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Wow. Boy, but I would say yes. I would say yeah.
No.
Every Christmas I watch Die Hard.
No.
You don't watch Die Hard Christmas? Die Hard is a Christmas movie. You need to ask one more question.
Does
that Die Hard? That was around Christmas.
Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Where they run through the airport in the snow, falling down.
Yeah. Fred asked if Die Hard 1 or 2. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. Yippee-ki-yay.
It's a Christmas movie. One more question for him. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
All right. Which Hollywood actor played six different... Jesus, no. No. I can't even go there with you because I can't go there with me. All right. All right, let's go there. This one just for you to get it, my brother. What words follow Silent Night in the song?
Holy night, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, Jesus, the man with it. Hercules.
Congratulations and Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, buddy. Because I couldn't give you that other question, my friend.
You remember the past night, give me some of that. No, you know. I said that they know you.
Yeah.
No, don't pass nowhere. Yeah, because Cecil don't ever be home anyway. Congratulations, my friend. What's your name?
Gerard.
Hold on. This is the same Gerard from earlier this week. Gerard, a winner. Don't worry. You still a winner. Congratulations, buddy.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Gerard on a roll. Gerard, let's do this for the sake of doing this. Leave your name and number again, please. Thank you, buddy.
Okay. No problem.
All right.
Wait. What, Gerard won before?
Gerard is a winner. Y'all keep on not dialing. Y'all keep on not dialing. Gerard could call you every day. Thanks, Gerard. y'all keep losing the show number. Gerard didn't win twice, and it's only the second day.
Twice. And he could call tomorrow.
He could call again. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie, just for the record, right?
But like, I watched Die Hard, man. It's a Christmas movie. It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's not a Christmas movie. But it's not a Christmas movie.
It shows, though. So if it shows it every does show. Christmas, it must be a Christmas movie.
And if you say so, but no. I think it's just because that we saw a Christmas tree.
Like, and there were a couple Santa Clauses in it.
Because it was in an airport. No. Mm. And so they have presents. So yes.
They have presents.
Yes, Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yes.
They had presents.
Yes.
Okay, people say pick up the line. We're doing too much talking. All right, let's go. This is Kermie. We're going to do and I need to find me a Christmas song, Kermie. One of the Christmas songs we have in the back there. Because I want to give this, so we got to finish the song. So, you know, so when you play it, we'll stop the song and you finish the line in the song. Find me a good, you know, Christmassy song. Because I want folks to feel the Christmas spirit in there. C.A. Nuri, let's tell folks some of the things that we're also giving away. Janice said the phone's ringing and I wouldn't stop talking. Monkey Uncle, y'all just rough.
Yes, you are talking a lot, Nahaja. I have to blame you because I'm quiet. I'm quiet, and I'm saying, why don't you read the questions, Nahaja? Let these people get a chance to win.
These people want too much things. That's all it is. You know?
We have plenty of surprises and gifts to give out. And we have more people calling to participate and to give out some more gifts. So I'm kind of excited about that.
I'm waiting on Kermit to get me my Christmas song. Kermit, let me know what Christmas song you got for us so we can move on to the next thing. Because now we want to give away what was the next thing that we have on the list for the giveaways today. We've got the Captain's Deck Dinner for Two. And I think I want to give that on after the break. After the break, we'll do that one. I got one more Dunkin' Donuts gift certificate I want to give away as well. Kermit, let me know when you're ready.
Is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. Let heaven and nature sing.
All right, so that's the song. All right, so this is going to be our Christmas song. This is going to be our Christmas song here. I want the best rendition of this song. Are we ready to go? So if you're a caller on the line, I want your best rendition. My producer's going to play it, and then I want you to sing it. We got three people. Let's get the best of these renditions. Caller, you're on the line. Welcome. Caller, you there? Hello, caller. All right.
Hello.
Kermit, let's switch. Yeah. Oh, there you are. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Good. Well, listen, we got a song good for you. All you have to do is sing it to your best effort. And we got three callers, and your best effort, if your best effort is the best effort, then you win this gift certificate. You feel me?
Yes.
All right. Kermit, play the song, and when it stops playing, I want you to continue. Give me your best effort in singing the words. It's very easy. You're very easy. Ready? Let's go, Kermit.
The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Now it's your turn. Go.
Every heart receive, and heaven and earth shall sing. And heaven and earth shall sing. And heaven and earth
shall sing. Woohoo! Okay, hold it. Hold it there. Don't hang up. Gotta listen to the other person. You did good, darling. That was with love. All right, let's go to the next caller. Caller, you're on the line. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. You're ready to sing the song?
I'll try my best.
Joy to the world,
the Lord has come, let earth receive her King, let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. And nature sing.
Woo! That was nice. Okay, hold on. Don't hang up. We got one more caller. That was good stuff. You're making it tough. All right. You ready? Caller, you're on the line. Are you there?
Yes.
All right. I feel a singer.
You ready?
You ready to sing this song?
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Kermit, play the song.
The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
To the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare his room. Heaven and the nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
Woo! All right. Okay. Now, This is it. Thank you, caller. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Now we're putting you all in the background. Cecil? Your thoughts?
Lord have mercy.
I appreciate anyone who brings to sing on national radio. So I was very impressed with all of them. I smiled at number one. I hummed with number two. And number three made me smile again. I like caller number two. I like caller number two. Number two had me going nodding back and forth. So, and I
like
see,
number two.
I see everyone is saying number two also. Yeah.
Number two is it. I'm with you. Someone say, get some more singers. Number two is the winner. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Someone says number one. Mitzi like number one.
No.
Thank you so much, Congress, but let's get number two back on the line. Number two, are you there? Call it. Hi, caller, are you there? Oh, I think we may have lost the caller. We might have lost the caller.
So number two, you can call back and identify yourself.
Number two.
Hope she calls in time.
Yeah, call number two. Someone says we got to do more singers. Number two won that song. I think number two, hands down, was the one. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's give away Captain's Deck. Caller number two, please call back. I should have gotten a name. We got Captain's Deck, dinner for two. We got to give that away before the end of the show. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black. We'll be back right after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Rejuvenate. Refresh. Treat yourself. Immerse yourself in total comfort. Pamper yourself. After all, you're worth it. Relax. Rid yourself of all life stresses. At Baja Retreat Anti-Aging Spa, you will find everything you need to enhance your body and spirit. Call today at 323-6711 and begin your journey to serenity at Baja Retreat Anti-Aging Spa.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Rev customers already get more channels, more sports, and more speed. Now, we're giving more Christmas with up to $250,000 in cash and prizes. Sign up or upgrade to Rev Trio to win prizes like rent and mortgage payments, trips to see your favorite sports teams, plus up to $20,000 in our Rev Cash Vault. Want to win more Christmas? Call 601-8992 today and ask for Rev Trio. Rev, you and us together.
At Fidelity, the holidays are all about family, spending time with loved ones, and being thankful for the little things in life. Worrying about bills should be the last thing on your mind, especially during the holidays. Let Fidelity help you get your bills under control. Fidelity can also get you started with a real savings plan that actually pays you interest. The only thing you need to think about is what you will do with the savings in your pocket this Christmas. Now that's what I'm talking about. Fidelity Bank is here for you this holiday season because you are family, and family is important to us.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Christmas.
what my true love sent to me. Three bugles,
two cowbells, and a costume to rush on the street.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me.
Giveaways. Special thanks to all of our great sponsors so far for this event. Want to say a special thank you today to Fidelity, my bank of choice. That has been a great bank for me, that personally, my personal banking option, and a great supporter and sponsor for this event and of the show. So I want to say a special thank you to them. Also, special thank you to Dunkin' Donuts, who's provided for us the $10 gift certificates. Which, if you are, my mother is a donkaholic, right? And this is a woman where we were like, Mumsy, no. But she loves this stuff. So I could easily just package two of these, wrap them up in some bowl, and she'll love me for all of Christmas. Not true. Anyways, she would like me. She wants more than that. And then we also have, I want to say a special thank you to, who else have we had today? Dunkin' Donuts. We did the 2-hit-back mugs. And now we're going to do Captain's Deck Dinner for two. And I'm ready, excited for that. And we get CA on the show with us. Okay, CA. So Captain's Deck, I know that you are a fan of the restaurant. It's a big time restaurant.
Yeah, it's a big time restaurant, actually. It's on Pompey Square by Pompey Museum downtown. The best day to go there is on a Friday when they have all kinds of events. To happen. I'm kind of excited. I'm envious of the person who's going to win this. I'm thinking that should we make this easy or should we make this hard? But
nah,
you need to I go don't to know, Captain's Deck. It's the hot place to go to now.
Yeah, no. And here's where the sticky wicket comes, right? We want folks to come in and we want you to win this. And the whole point of this, guys, is to have fun. So don't stress. It is to have fun. And really get your mind off of everything else and to give some Christmas cheer. So that's one of the main reasons why we're doing this. And apparently the mugs are a big deal, Cecil. I think only doing 10 was not wise. But
yeah, was not wise at all. Nope. A lot of people are fans of the show. And to have a memento of the show, to brag that they are amongst the elite, I see the reason why they would want it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, that's why I did only 10, right? So, okay. But let's
go. Yeah, so there's only nine since you broke one.
I broke one. Yeah. You believe I broke one.
So there'll only be nine persons who will be amongst the illustrious group to brag and say, I have a mug, something to last for a while, you know?
Someone says they're just here for the entertainment. We're here for you, Kaylisa. Ready for that entertainment. Says the building is beautiful. Leave it up to CA. Everything would be hard.
yes.
All right, so let's go with the next set of callers. We got some more questions to ask you, right? So we're giving away now this dinner for two at Captain's Deck. Someone says you ought to sell the mugs. No, man,
can't be selling the mugs.
Can't be selling the mugs, man. They're mementos, unless I get like a merch store. All right. So, Captain's Deck, they're doing dinner for two. And if you are, Cecil, tell them about the extras. If you are a male party, go ahead.
No, actually, you know you're telling you. Anyway, go ahead. If you are a male, right, for this, first you have to win the dinner for two. And if you are a male and win the dinner for two, you get free cigars, plural. They give you, because remember, they have a smoker's section, a smoker's lounge, or cigar lounge. In the corner there, so you get free cigars. Mm-hmm. And if you are a female, a woman, you get free hookers.
Then why do you say it like that? It's hookers.
That's what I said. Free hookers.
No, you didn't say that. You didn't say that at all.
What did they say? I said free hookers. You get free hookers. You get free hookers to take with you if you're a woman.
Yeah, no, it's just to take with you. You are. I would like to say the other word.
I don't know. I've never had a hooker.
All right. All right. You ready? Let's go. We're going to do a true and false.
So we're going to be singing songs for this one, or what are we doing for this one?
No. We're doing this as a question and answer, but actually this is true or false, right? True or false. And it's really straightforward and pretty easy. You know, if you get 4 out of the 5 questions right, true or false,
okay,
you will win, right? You will win. Someone say hookahs, man. It is hookahs. It is not.
I said hookahs. Yeah. Hookers.
It's not no curs. There's no curs. It's a cuz. It's a hookahs.
Hookahs.
You need to get saying. I keep saying it. I keep saying.
Yeah, man. You get free that cinnamon thing.
Someone said, "Where did the family element of the show go?"
I know you get the hookers.
Never mind. Let's just move on. Let's just move on. Okay. Let's just stay in prayer. All right. So we have some callers on the line. Callers, is true or false? Right. And actually, CA, I would, you know, you and I have never been to Captain's desk.
I'm supposed to go like Friday. You want to go Friday?
I can't go Friday. Maybe we can go. I can't go Friday. Can we go Christmas Eve-ish?
Is Christmas Eve on a Friday?
I think so.
Then look like we go on Christmas Eve-ish.
Let's go. Christmas Eve-ish. Let's go. Let's do it. You know, the party of four. There's no double date. There's double date. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So we got
you vaccinated, right? Just making sure you vaccinated.
No, man, I vaccinated. You vaccinated?
Yeah, the whole family vaccinated.
But you know that I can't say the same about mine, you know.
Just,
right?
He's just making sure something gonna happen, you know.
I don't, you get your booster.
No, I ain't get a booster yet. No, I scared of the booster.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Can I just say I feel a little bit upset that, you know, I feel like a conk. Anyway, I feel like a conk because Adrian Fox boosting people. And I should have been hesitant. But anyways, we digress. Carla, you're on the hit back. Mm-hmm. Welcome. How you doing? Carla, are you there? 325-4259-323-6232 or 325. Hello. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm fine.
All right, good. Turn on your radio for me. Let's see if we can get you this prize. It's dinner for two at Captain's Deck downtown. All you have to do is give me 4 out of the 5 questions, true or false. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. True or false? Santa Claus originated in a newspaper ad.
Repeat the question.
Santa Claus originated in a newspaper ad. True or false?
False.
True. Let's see if we can get 4 more right. You got to get all right now.
Okay.
Really? All right. The Christmas tree is a manufactured tradition. True or false?
True.
Very good. Very good. Christmas is as a day off is not a recent tradition. It has been around since the 1400s. True or false?
True.
False. Ah, you almost had it. Oh. Almost had it. Thank you so much, Carla. Thank you so much.
I don't like these true and false questions, by the way, because I wouldn't get none right.
You would have gotten them right, man.
I got around just now.
Let's go. We got one more caller. Carla, you ready? Carla, you're on the air. Welcome. How you doing?
I'm good.
Let's go. You ready? True or false?
This is actually my calling back. I can play this on the phone.
Sorry. Turn down the radio for me. I get a lot of echo. Turn down the radio.
I see. This is Michael calling back. Actually, can play this one as well?
Oh, no, Michael, you can't play this one. You're not winning for the day, Michael.
Did he win? Or he lost?
Michael didn't win. That's right. Let's go, Michael. Sorry. Let's go. I forget Michael didn't win. That's Gerard. Gerard didn't win. Okay. Michael, you ready? Oh, Lord. Man, don't tell me I get rid of Michael.
You got rid of Michael? No. We told Michael to call back because he lost the first time.
I can give Michael a gift. Michael straight? Michael straight.
No problem. I have Michael DM me wherever he is on Facebook, and then we'll start him over.
No, I already said Michael DM me. Okay. Michael, you straight. Especially just now. I could get you for the wrong person.
You're punishing Michael, man.
I swear, man. And Michael been on that phone a long time. We should give...
Let's rush it. We have 3 minutes. We got to give away this thing.
All right. Carly, you ready? Carly, you're on the hit back. Welcome.
Hi.
All right. You ready? True or false? Yeah. Easy questions. And listen, yeah. I right now, because of time, let's do 3 questions. Let's go. True or false? December 25th was originally a pagan celebration. True or false?
True.
Oh, look at you go. This one is interesting. Mistletoe kissing originated with fertility rites.
False.
Keep going. That's the one wrong. It's true. All right. The one that's already there. Christmas was only recently a family holiday. True or false?
Only recently?
Only that's recently wrong. A family holiday. Christmas was originally celebrated as an adult form of trick or treat, but with the treat consisting of booze and the threat tricked consisting of bodily harm.
Really?
Or destruction of property. It is recently a family holiday. Oh boy, that's true. That's true. It's true. Man, okay. This one, I can't give away today. You have to give this one away tomorrow. The true or false questions are quite interesting. Thank you so much, Carla. But because you called, leave your name or number. Let me give you a gift certificate. I'm going to give you a gift certificate for trying. Leave your name and number with the producer. We will be back tomorrow, Michael. Our Lord. Well, Michael, you're doing me bad. I got you, Michael. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody. I will see you all tomorrow. My good friend, C.A. Nuri, thank you so much, buddy. Appreciate you. We are out. Enjoy your holiday. We got a lot more stuff to give away. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaji Black. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're out.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me. Oh, it's a free.